in 2014, by a very broad majority, 75% of Floridians, there was a vote to amend the Constitution to reinstate land acquisition programs that had gone on for 50 years under governors Republican and Democratic. They were $300 million a year, and Governor Scott and the legislature essentially zeroed them. They abolished those programs. The amendment was to reinstate those, and the legislature was not faithful to the will of the voters or the text of the Constitution.
And often the Florida legislative leaders will say, well, we've read the Constitution and what the voters voted on, and it looks like it might say to buy lands, but we think that it could also be used to mean taking care of lands that the state already owns. Why is there this discrepancy, and why do you think that purchasing lands is what the actual Constitution is meant to do?
I'm glad you asked that question, because the constitutional amendment does not require acquisition of lands. It requires them to be used for land acquisition, management of the lands that have been acquired through the conservation land acquisition programs that date back 50 years, restoration of those lands, Everglades restoration being the most famous one, and making improvements to them to make those lands more publicly accessible, parking lots, nature trails, and things of that sort. If the legislature had decided to spend most of the money or almost all the money on managing the conservation lands of the state in the sense of the constitutional provision and its long history of managing those lands, or if they had spent all the money on Everglades restoration or on streams restoration or things of that sort, there never would have been a controversy. What happened was the Senate leadership on this issue said very specifically that the amendment was a bad idea, that only 4.1 million voters had voted for it, which was plainly seen as a license to disregard what the Constitution says. And thus, the expenditures were not for acquisition of conservation recreation lands, for management of them, or for restoration of them. It was for regular routine environmental agency operations, substituting those funds for general revenue, which was a continuation of exactly what the legislature had done that triggered the need for this amendment in the first place.
And thus your lawsuit, where does your lawsuit stand? What's happening now with it?
We are set for trial on July 23rd to go for a week, perhaps longer. And joined in the lawsuit now are the legislature as well as the state agencies that implement the appropriations.